Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Happy New Year, everybody! We are already off to a crazy start. We're only 2 weeks into 2023, and we already are dealing with atmospheric rivers, bomb cyclones, earthquakes, flooding, sinkholes, and power outages. What's next? To be honest, this feels like the weather I remember from my childhood in Eureka. I remember one storm in particular when I was about 8 or 9 years old. It was a dark and stormy night. I know it's cliche, but it's true. It was a dark and stormy night. I was sitting in a car in the middle of the CVS parking lot on Myrtle Avenue. I know it wasn't CVS back then. It was Long's. But anyway, the wind was blowing, the rain was coming down, and I saw a shopping cart get caught by the wind and get blown across the lot and slam into a parked car. As a kid, I thought it was pretty cool. I'm sure the owner of the car wasn't as impressed as I was. Another storm I remember from childhood was when we were driving between Eureka and Arcata. The wind and waves pushed the water from the bay up and over the railroad tracks and onto the highway. Isn't it strange how some events from childhood create such strong memories in us? Some of my earliest childhood memories are from the house my parents lived in on Excelsior Road in Eureka. I remember the sandbox next to the house that we used to play in and throw in mud pies at the house. For some odd reason, I remember Mom and her friends making quilts in the living room. And they would stretch them out on this big rack, and me and my brother would play underneath the quilt like a fort. Haven't figured out why some things stick so well in our memories, and other events we don't remember at all. I was recently encouraged by my younger son to purposefully make memories. I will admit, I'm a creature of habit. My daily routine is pretty consistent. My weekly schedule is fairly predictable. Not extremely memorable. How many of you have ever said, "Hey honey, remember that one time when we came home from work and sat on the couch and watched TV?" Yeah, probably didn't happen. I think my son's idea is a good one. Let's all get out there and make some good memories. Do something outside the scope of your typical routine. A quick Google search of making good memories brings up about 404 million results in 0.43 seconds. I'm not proud of it, but I'm usually the one in our family that's the most reluctant to take time off work, do a family vacation, or go on a trip. But once I'm on the road, I have a great time. So I'm preaching to myself today when I say be willing to do something different in order to make some great memories. Let go of the idea of perfection. Sometimes I forget things, so one suggestion I have is relive your memories. If a vacation was especially memorable, do a return trip. If you took pictures of an event, go back through and look at your old pictures. Begin a journal and write down your experiences. Or if you already journal, go back and read one of your old ones to remind yourself of the good times you had. Chances are you won't remember this community comment in a few days, but the good news is you can go onto KINS website and revisit any memories you want from previous community comments. Well, that's all I have for you today. Have a great weekend and make it a memorable one. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.